Blog Talk Radio.
I'm all right. Hanging in there. How about yourself?
All righty then. Hey, where'd you get the nickname Mick from?
I don't know. I just liked it better than Michael.
So nobody ever called you Mike?
Not really. Well, like when I was little, they called me Michael, but my father's name was Michael, so I was Michael Jr., so it got really, like, annoying and confused. So I was like, can we not call me Michael anymore?
And so, who said Mick? Who suggested it?
I think I did. Well, it was Mickey because I was a little kid at the time, but yeah. I think
little Mickey.
I think I did.
So you came up with your own nickname and it stuck.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's weird. Like,
usually doesn't work.
Well, like people at like some of my old jobs call me Michael.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know.
Well, whenever you introduce yourself, you introduce yourself as Mick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like in a social situation, I always introduce myself as Mick or Mickey or whatever, but not Michael.
So when you go for, like, job interviews, like, do you
job
say, I mean, do you shake? Yeah.
Yeah. Because my resume says Michael and all my, you know, papers and IDs and whatnot say Michael, so I'm not going to be like, you know, trying to get a job interview and be like, hey, call me Mick.
Yeah, I know. I just thought about that, which is strange because, like, I've known you for a real, like 20 fucking years, and I've never thought to ask you about where you got the nickname Mick, because your name is Michael.
Right. Yes, it is.
Which is
great
name.
More of a, I have nothing against the name, but like I said, it was a situation where like my dad's name was Michael, and it got like annoying and confusing. Like if my dad's name was, you know, anything else, I'm pretty sure everybody would be calling me Michael right now.
Yes.
So.
Whereas Louis's real name is actually Beavis.
Yep.
Cornholio. Cornholio Camacho.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, Lou is actually the second of his siblings to be named Louis.
Luis, and then me, Louis.
Well, your brother's name is Luis?
Luis, like my dad. And I'm actually Louis, as you know.
His brother's name is Louis, or Luis, and then they struggled to come up with a name, I guess, for Lou. They're like, well, we want to name him Luis also, but let's just make it an alternate spelling.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Pathetic. Absolutely not.
Your parents are even lazier than my parents, apparently.
Christ almighty. Apparently that was the name of some dude that my mom knew and had a crush on when she was a little girl. So look at that.
That's creepy.
Oh yeah, that would fly with me if I was with a
right. Like, yeah. Oh honey, let's name him after your
ex-crush. I don't know if she ever told that to my dad. And also Jerry Lewis.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, she said Jerry Lewis. Oh, that guy. Jerry
Why
Lewis.
Would anyone name anybody after Jerry Lewis? He's horrible.
Oh, my. My origins. It's seedier than Wolverine. Not really. I wish. Actually, I was thinking about a sketch that we could do. Something like Almost Behind the Music or Behind the Almost Music. Where, like, it features us and, like, the almost times that we've become famous.
I like that a lot.
In obscurity. You know, I knew a guy who knew a guy that was an assistant to, you know, a movie producer.
I will only greenlight this if you do a reenactment of the David Cross story.
Nice, definitely.
Absolutely.
With David Cross somehow. And David Cross doesn't know we're filming. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to add to that, we could also have, for example, a just like a couple of quick montages where we're walking down the street, like in the city, for example, and a famous person is walking on the other side of the street and neither of us notices them.
Right. And it could be like they were so close to grabbing their death.
Yeah, like, you know, we just happen to be, you know, within like a 20-foot radius of them or something.
Right. Their lives could have been totally different.
Or, you know, we walk into a bar and you know, somebody's sitting there and somebody goes up to them and, you know, a celebrity sitting there and we're like, oh, hey, like, you know, Brad Pitt or whatever, great movies. And he, like, nods his head and raises his glass and that's it. That's the whole sketch.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, I came up with a sketch idea the other day.
The angel one?
Yeah, the angel one. It's called Raped by an Angel.
Raped by an Angel.
Wait, what?
Raped by an Angel, of course. Yeah, of course. This is, of course, our segue into today's mention of rape.
Today's rape mention,
So Raped by an Angel, and it's just... I'm thinking it'll be like maybe 30 seconds to a minute at the most, and it'll just be like a girl on the ground, you know, looking rumpled, and it'll just be it'll just be her from the waist up, and she's like flailing, no, and she's like striking at something, no, leave me alone, and then you'll cut to you know, like the upper, the torso and up of an upright angel, and you can see like the wings and the halo and stuff, and there's like a, you know, a godly light shining on the angel's face, and it's, you know, obviously a completely a, like a beautiful man or something like that, an angelic
right.
looking man, and he's just like looking down with such a look of, you know, peace and love in his eyes. And he's like, why are you struggling? Why are you struggling, my child? And that's it.
Why is that amusing? That's horrible.
I don't know. That cracks me up, though. I love it.
Well, because, I mean, you know, because, like, there's a bit, the whole divine birth thing, like, you know,
yeah,
like, Mary gave birth to Jesus allegedly, you know, from nothing. Even though the actual, and this is one of the things I love about Christianity, is that, you know, Joseph and Mary were, according to most historical accounts, actual figures. And the story is that Mary was left alone, like, in the house by her parents because they had to go somewhere or whatever, and they asked this guy, Joseph of Arimathea, to check in on her. You know, and to make sure that she was okay and that nothing was happening to her. And then, you know, the parents come back and Mary's like, oh, I'm pregnant.
Right.
And it must be divine. Even though, like, this one dude was the only one who ever saw her and, like, checked in on her and shit. And she just
right.
happened to get pregnant during that time.
Right.
Oh, God, I don't know how it happened. It must be...
I have no idea.
God.
It must have been a miracle.
It must be a miracle. Todd.
Hey, what are those six empty wine bottles doing next to the bed?
Jesus.
So,
yeah, so, you know...
Based on adultery, or would that be...
No, not necessarily adultery, I guess it's, you know, sex before marriage, I suppose.
Yeah, what's that one again? What's that one?
I think I just call it sex before marriage. I don't know if there's...
I just call it sex.
I just call it, you know...
Exactly, yeah.
Life. Every day.
Yeah, banging, boning.
Yeah. Hitting
and
quitting.
Getting
it on. Wait,
but there's... okay, so let's say that... for argument's sake, that Mary was a virgin. So that means that a divine presence
raped her.
Put a baby in her belly.
Nice.
Now, how did it get there?
Turkey baster?
Exactly. Well, was God just like, bam, yeah, it's like that.
No. An angel came down. Came on like a toilet seat. I was like, sit on that real quick. Don't you know what
happened?
did they
have like actual toilet seats back then? Was
yeah,
that like
know.
A
some non-porous thing that wouldn't absorb the cum? Something.
Well, since this was before the Romans, right?
So
or before the big advent of. The big advent of you know, like aqueducts and water technology and
well,
shit like
that.
Well,
the aqueducts down there at all. But I think they were around. Yes. Yeah.
Were they around? So, but I'm thinking that, you know, widespread irrigation systems and piping probably wasn't available.
Well,
in
the Middle East.
Right.
In Nazareth at the time.
So wrong.
So an angel jizzed on like an outhouse seat.
And
Mary, like, rubbed her vagina all over it, and they managed to get up in there and do their business. See, I like the idea of God just, like, you know, I mean, there's many different things. Like, God could just have, like, pointed a giant magical finger down and touched Mary's belly and been like, well,
yeah, that sounds fun.
You're pregnant.
Yeah. Could have been.
I mean, but, like, how did she know, like, that happened to her?
I don't know.
Did he, like, wake her up and be like, yo, Mary, it's me, God. Guess what I just did?
Yeah. I just put a baby in your belly. You didn't even know. Oh, shit. I don't know how any of that works.
Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she was one of those people that like has their babies and they're like, oh my god, I didn't realize I was pregnant.
Oh, you mean like a prom queen?
Just believe it just happened. That's all. Why you got to question shit?
So maybe Mary was like going to her own like, you know, Middle Eastern version of the prom, and Jesus just like popped out in the bathroom when she was peeing.
Exactly.
Middle Eastern prom. Some Jew Middle Eastern prom thing.
Well, you know, somewhat related. Women are always like, you know, it's like I've talked to pregnant women before, and they're like, oh my god, I just want this baby out of me. Like, why am I carrying this thing for so long? Like, why can't it just be born already? And I tell them, like, well, just go to your prom. Like, just go to a prom.
Just to any prom. It doesn't have to be yours.
Yeah, really. I mean, the baby will pop out. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's not prom season, you know, there's got to be a prom somewhere in the world. GED prom, something.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways.
I don't know. You know. Apparently, proms have the power to just make babies happen.
Did you hear about the prom and I think it was like Alabama that's finally not segregated?
The what?
Yeah, I heard about it. Can you believe it?
Isn't that crazy? There's a town, I want to say it's Alabama, that is having their first non-segregated prom this year. Like, how does that happen?
I can't believe that. Really?
Yeah, and they had to, like, petition and do all this stuff because up until now they've still been having segregated proms.
Holy
no, he's right, because I just saw that article the other day. They're, you know, they had the petition for it and stuff, I'll tell you why that's lasted so long, because, and it's the same principle that Louie and I witnessed when we went to we stopped by this rest stop in Jersey on the way either down or down to or coming back from Pennsylvania. And so we sit down and we're eating, and we notice, like, for the first time, because we went in there, we found out what we wanted to eat, we walked around a little bit, you know, we ordered, we got our food, and then we sat down. And it was only after we started eating that we realized the entire rest stop was, like, eerily quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was hardly any – and it was one of those big rest stops like the Vince Lombardi one where there's, like, always tons of people there. So it's never fucking quiet. Like, a place like that has always got some kind of chatter
and
background noise and shit.
And we're like, what?
Yeah. You know, always somebody yapping to each other. And we look around, and we notice for the first time after having been there for, like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, that everybody was deaf because they're all signing to each other. Like, we must have stumbled
not
upon,
really,
like, a deaf school.
Really?
Yeah, like a deaf school field trip or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking weird.
Huh. That's crazy.
So, but the point that I bring it up is that after sitting there and noticing this, we then start to notice that even deaf people segregate themselves according to color lines. Like, all of the deaf black kids were congregating at one place, and all the white kids were sitting in one place. And I think the small amount of Asian kids that were there were also sequestered amongst themselves.
Interesting.
Like, I wonder, that makes me think, though, I wonder what sign language Ebonics is like.
Gotta be a thing.
I have a question. When you were in the rest stop with the deaf people, did you get the urge to just get up and run out like the building was on fire or something and see if they noticed?
It was weird. It was weird.
It was definitely weird. And uncomfortable.
It was, like, we just, you know, because we're talking to each other, and we just, like, we look around, and we look back at each other, and we're like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it
like,
definitely seemed like it might have been a sign of the apocalypse, so I'll say that much.
We were trying to kick it to deaf bitches with, like, looks in our faces, but just looked like we were taking a shit. Like, ooh. Yeah,
but like I think that's the reason why the segregation in that town's prom lasted so long is because I don't think the black kids cared.
Right.
Because they were, you know, the white kids were probably like, you know, fucking niggers, this and that, whatever. And then the black people were like, We don't want to go to the prom with these fucking honkies. Like, we're happy
yeah,
with
fuck
this.
Them anyway. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would do. Except I would probably, if I was in that town, I would be the one making the complaints because I wouldn't, I'd probably rather hang out with the black people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was the white people that were sick of each other and they were just like, all right, this is enough.
Weird.
Yeah, and finally somebody, some fucking spoil sport, some party pooper comes along and is like, listen, I really want black dick, and I want to be able to express my love of black dick at the prom.
It was probably the white girls. It was probably the white girls who were
exactly.
Like, we can't take this anymore.
It was probably some fat white girl, and she was like, listen.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. Enough said.
It had to be some fat white girl. She's like, listen, the only motherfucker that's been nailing me is that black dude over there. And, you know, I want to go to the prom with him. So can we get rid of all this segregation shit?
I'm tired of these corn-fed white boys in there. Yeah. I need to publicly gag on some black cock.
Publicly.
Yeah. Now, what would have been even more awesome is if in this Alabama town where the prom is segregated, a gay white guy and a gay black guy were the ones that...
Oh.
That would have been
actually,
awesome.
You know what? Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a white chick who was having a black guy's baby and she wanted to have it at the prom.
It all comes back around again.
You're probably right. No, see, what happened is the prom started and she went to take a piss and a black baby fell out.
And she was like, uh-oh.
And she was like, we can't segregate the proms anymore.
How am I going to explain this?
You know, so she told us, she brought a teacher in, the teacher took one look at the black baby, walked out into the prom, saw both sides of the segregated prom and said, listen, guys, you got to start mingling. That's it. We're done with this.
Do you think the brothers held simultaneously? That would be awesome. They just can't go over divide. I mean, it's so retarded.
I don't know. It was probably in two different places. I think that's what it was from what I remember from the article. They had a place for the black prom and a place for the white prom.
It would have been even better if they were just side by side. Couldn't go by like the line.
Exactly.
No, that would have been even better if there was like one of those big gym dividers between the prom.
Yeah, like a big curtain. Yeah, exactly.
In the old days where the pool was under the gym floor and just open it slightly so you can't go over because you fall in.
Yeah, and they left the pool side open on the black side.
Yeah. They can die. How do you know?
Because they're just racist. Now, see, what we should do, here's what we should do. We should adopt an Asian child. Find one of those towns that still has a segregated prom and then enroll the kid in school there and see what the hell they do with them once prom time comes around.
I cannot believe they did.
It depends. Would it work better with a boy or a girl, though, do you think?
Girls get more sympathy.
Well, I think... To me, the reason that the segregated proms are really ridiculous now, besides the fact that they always were ridiculous, is that it's funny because back then that was the major problem that everybody was facing was, oh my God, you know, we have this it's black versus white. You know, that's the big racial divide that there was back then, black versus white. But we like. So not only are the racial lines blurred now, but there's so much more diversity across the country, although you visit some places in the South and that may not be true. But, like, that shouldn't be an issue to deal with. You should have, I mean, like, there should be a hell of a lot more racial, quote-unquote, lines than just a black and white line. Like, what about the Spanish kids? What about the Asian kids? What about the alien kids?
The Mexican line.
The Mexican.
The alien kids?
Yeah, the alien kids.
One eye. Imagine.
The Republicans line.
text only. I would say yes to segregation.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I think South Park is one of the most brilliant shows that's ever been on television, because they, I mean, they've already tackled race issues like 100 times, but one of my favorite episodes that they did it with was when there was a mass immigration from the future. Like, people started immigrating back in time from the future.
That's awesome. Cool one.
Was that the They Took Our Jobs episode?
Yeah, I think that it might have been the...
Yeah, okay.
Get out! Get out! Yeah. Who won?
Yeah.
The government.
Oh,
because they always win. Damn the man.
Politics and corporations, that's who won, because that's who always wins.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit.
Chicken.
Yeah, what were we doing? Mick, what do you think about the rape by an angel idea?
I like it. I think it's got legs. Or wings, as it were.
It's not funny enough. I think we should put one of our moms in there. Since my mom was
in Puerto Rico,
it's expensive. One of our moms?
One of our moms
is out of town. That could be one of yours.
Your mom should be
Here's the thing. I don't think we should put our moms in there just based on one principle, which is that I think people hate all three of us enough that if we got all three of our moms in one place, that somebody would probably try to assassinate them.
Yeah. I don't think people hate Louis.
People hate me, too.
Well, we do.
Definitely. Well.
No, people definitely hate me. There have definitely been people over the years that despise me. I just don't hear.
Sure, we
can
find a couple. I mean, I don't think Louis probably has less people that hate him than us.
Right.
Than you and me, Mick. But, Actually, I think the people that hate Louis the most are in this conversation right now.
People I worked with at Starbucks always thought I was lazy. I don't know why, but
that's right. I forgot about that.
I used to have an issue with me. It's like all those kids.
Yeah, but people still loved you despite your laziness at Starbucks.
Despite your laziness.
Who hated
you? Guess who I found on Facebook, Mike?
Who?
Kim and Ken.
Rich Benson?
No, Kim and Ken.
Kim and Ken?
Yeah. Kim and Ken.
No shit, are they still together?
Yeah, they're married, have a little girl. More importantly, a golden
retriever. Holy shit. No way. What is Ken's last name?
Christensen.
Christensen?
Yeah, I found them by Kim, not her last name, because I don't remember Kristen, but Joe Pidio changed his Facebook picture the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look at that big face of his. And I was like, damn, you know, he's got to know Kim. And
who is this?
He didn't. Joe Pidio.
Oh, Joe Pidio.
Yeah, big face Joe Pidio. He changed his profile picture, so I noticed him. And, is he one of your friends on Facebook?
Joe Pidio? No. Not at all.
Oh, okay. He's always sending me this kid, Mick, he's a big-headed drug dealer. He's had good weed, and that's how we knew him. He sold weed to our friend Andrew. And it's the only way he got girls, I know it. You know what I mean? Like, he had good weed, so girls were like, oh.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. He had drugs and he was in a band. So he got.
So you're like, there you go. It's like, really.
And he was plug fucking ugly. I mean, this dude was. He looked like all of the. If you ever read like childhood fairy tales where there was like a troll living under a bridge, that's what he looked like. He was an ugly lump of a man.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. So, yeah, he's on my Facebook, and so I found him through there.
So how did you find Kevin Ken, then?
They're not friends on Facebook, but I was looking through his friends, and that chick Colette is on his Facebook, and Josie is on his Facebook. So I started
right.
looking through their Facebook, and on Josie's page I found Kim. And I was like, oh.
Oh, that's awesome. I told you I saw Colette, and she was fat and working at a gas station, right?
On her profile, she's, you know, her face looks, you know, I'm saying pretty. I guess prettier, actually.
No, her face, that's how I noticed her, because I first noticed her, because she, I mean, you know, she's not, like, obese or anything like that. She's just heavier than what she was. And
she used to be a thin,
but she has
young
a, she has
woman.
A cute face.
Yeah, she used to get, like, a good little body on her. But if she's saying she gained anything else, like, probably bad news.
Yeah, I saw her there, and I think I told you when I saw her that,
Yeah. She noticed you. Oh, I'm fat. Damn, gas station, dude. I hope I don't wind up there.
Yeah, well, this girl is horrible. She had a fucking, she had a car, and the license plate said Bizatch.
Bizatch.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Bizatch, dude. Bizatch. She was
actually, Joe Pidio told one of my favorite sex stories ever, which is that he was at this chick's house, like, on, I guess she had, like, a pool or something, and he was on, like, one of the pool chairs, and she was blowing him. And, yeah, you forgot. That's a good story. So she's blowing him, and he's just about to come, and the mom, I guess, just came home. And
oh.
only she come home, but she, like, walks out into the backyard
right
as he's about to come. And she walks out just in time to see him blow a load across the girl's face. Like, she, like, jerked up. She, like, jerked up to look at the mom, and he just, like, totally splashed.
I just shot.
The daughter across the face.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
That's a fantastic story. I wonder what the aftermath of that was like, if the mom didn't, like, run over to the daughter and start licking it off her face.
Of course, talking about real world here.
Yeah, did you say that? It's like, all right, when you're done, you've got to help with the groceries. Like, you know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put shit off the face. So we're going to hurry this along.
Or if she wasn't like, Joe, Tuesdays are my day, Joe.
Yeah, seriously. We had an agreement.
Yeah, so are they on your friends list now? Can I go stalk your friends
yeah.
list on Facebook and
absolutely
can find them? Great.
I think I'll
find probably friend
stalk.
Mick, I'm pretty sure you have quite enough people to stalk.
I really don't, though. Like, actually,
would you,
my aunt
would you burn through all the ones that you had already?
Well, so here's the thing. Like, apparently, I'm late to realizing that apparently Facebook is like MySpace. Because MySpace, you used to just go on to, like, your friends' profiles and just look at chicks and, you know.
Yes, maybe, God, I missed that.
Yeah,
well, so
you can't
thing,
really
so,
do that anymore because it's, like, all blocked.
Well, apparently you can because my aunt, of all people, which is hilarious that my aunt is telling this story, but my aunt got a friend request from somebody who she didn't know, but she had, like, three or four mutual friends with. So she added the guy, and, like, as soon as she added the guy, he sends her a message, and I swear to God, this is the message. Do you mess with black dudes? And she's like, number one, no. Number two, I'm married, and number three, I'm 45, so I don't mess with anybody. And then he said, okay, thanks, and he deleted her.
Nice.
I was like, wait a minute, that, like, still happens? Like, people do that on Facebook? Like, I understand.
Oh, yeah,
on
all the time.
Dick, there's that.
Yeah, actually, Lou, you should, if you, you probably told it on air before, but you should recap Deanna's story.
God, I gotta find that picture. Oh, well, yeah, that was like a dating site, though, like, whatever it was. And so, yes, I'm homie. I was trying to kick it to her. And she said that the picture was like some hot, like, white kid, and that it was probably someone using someone else's picture. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to remember. It was like, you know, totally hood. You looking fine over there. I'm trying to remember some of the good phrases. Can drink some of the, you know, some hood drink and come over to your house, go over to the place, clap on them cheeks.
Let me clap on them cheeks.
Yes.
Yeah, some people have their friends block, but, you know, other people you can definitely go through their friends list.
But I'm saying, but I didn't realize that people actually still try to, like, hook up with people they don't know on Facebook.
Of course. I was watching some stupid shit today on MTV after Ridiculousness, which I got to admit, I find funny. But it was, you know, some of those
dude,
MTV
why don't
bullshit.
You watch Tosh.0 if you want, like,
yeah,
a real
saying.
Shit?
You can see the clip 4 weeks
like
in advance if you watch Tosh.0.
But, Ridiculousness has them all bunched up together. And the guy's a total fucking tool. What's that kid's name? Oh, douche. That's
yeah,
like,
Rob
Dyrdek
is a fucking idiot. That's why I won't watch that show. I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's a total, like, total.
You know who I can't stand on that show? That blonde chick. Oh, my God, I hate her.
Yeah, I know. I totally.
She should get raped by an angel. Actually, she gets raped by just that black dude.
Holy shit, Lou, you're friends with Rebecca on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. That was a long
That's
time
awesome. Ago. I'm going to friend her right now.
My all right,
so I'm
going
to go through your guys'
friends
list, and I'm going to try to hook up with chicks that you're friends with.
Holy shit, John Dober is a fat mess.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Pidio, no shit. You know, I'm pretty sure that picture that Joe Pidio has on Facebook is the same picture he had on MySpace like 10 years ago. Oh, shit, you're friends with Will Entrigan? Why the fuck are you friends with him?
Because he told me to.
No shit.
Because you were like, oh, Kishma is friends with this dude that I know. Go ahead, front of
him. Yeah, he sucks real bad.
Just laugh about him. He's married to some chick. Did you see that?
Yeah. So, I know all about that. I was actually supposed to go to his wedding.
Really? He's that close to the dude?
Well, he's like really good friends with Kristen, like real good friends with her, and he invited her. I was going with her.
What was I gonna say? I don't know. I thought that guy was gay, and when I saw the bride, I still think that he's gay.
No, yeah, we're pretty sure that he's gay. I'm gonna tell you a quick story about this dude. See, Kristen has had some pretty shitty stuff happen to her when she was in Vegas. You know, she was a showgirl and all this other shit. And one thing that happened to her is she got raped. That was one of the fucked up things that happened. And so Will is friends with her, and he's a really short dude, real short guy. And so one day they're like out to lunch, they're hanging out, and he just kind of bursts out on her. Like, he starts crying and shit and, like, puts his head on her shoulder, and she's like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Like, why is there supposedly a grown man crying on my shoulder? Like, what's your deal? And he tells a story, and he claims that he was raped by some girl. Now, this is his rape story, okay?
By a girl.
He was drunk. They were both drunk, and they went to a club or something like that, him and this other girl. And she, like, pushed him on the bed and started blowing him. That's his rape story.
Oh, my God, that poor guy.
Well, if you're a guy,
now he's got to be gay because... But, like, even if it was a fat girl, like, how much of a pussy are you that you don't push the bitch off of you?
Right.
How could she hold him down? She can't, he didn't even claim that she held him down. and even if she did hold him down, like, your arms are free.
Right.
Then you start wailing on the bitch until she pulls
her
mouth off your dick.
Yeah.
Come on, fat chick, get off my dick.
How many times have you had to say that?
All too many.
I'm pretty sure all through Lou's last relationship, he had to say that.
Stop trying to eat that shit.
Baby, I'm going grocery shopping soon, I swear.
All right, we can supersize it. All right, leave me alone.
Yeah, but so, like, and you know, the most fucked up thing about this is that this little shit is telling this quote-unquote rape story to somebody who's actually been through that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did she smack him in the head and was like, dude,
No, she wanted to. She wanted to.
Yeah.
She really fucking wanted to, because that's the... I mean, I was angry on her behalf. I was like, who? Like, what is he talking? I was like, you know what?
Right.
Let's frame him so that he actually gets thrown in jail and raped and see how he feels about it after that. Let's see
how
he thinks rape
experience.
Means.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's him. So, Louis, are these are Kim and Ken actually on your friends list? Did they accept your friend request?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to find him. Holy shit, you're friends with a guy named Krushit.
Krushit?
Krushit. But his nickname is Rush.
Oh, Rush. I don't think he met him. He's an Indian kid who works at the subway.
Yeah, he's your friend. Krushit.
Yeah. Making friends at Subway?
His dad owns the Subway.
Louis goes into Subways and is like, hey, you want to be on my friend list?
Fucking random fucking young, of course, Indian kids.
Nice.
That's awesome. Chris McCann. Oh, my God. Chris McCann doesn't even look like himself.
Kind of fat in the face, actually.
Yeah, that's insane.
Everyone's kind of fat in the face these days.
Everybody's kind of fat in the face, including us.
Yeah.
Fuck the G-Rod, the one machine that I'm making them.
Ken Christensen there. Oh, yep, there they are. Yep. Alrighty. Okay, that's all I need from you, Lou, so I'm going to end the show now.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right, do I have permission to go on my friend list and try to, like, talk to their friends?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean...
Especially if they're hot, dude.
You can certainly try, Mick, but I've warned everybody on my friends list about you already.
Yeah, this is a kid. I kind of got to be cool with him, so...
Yeah.
If it comes to a head, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I've said, listen, I have a very child molestery, rapey friend that I've known for a long time. He's, you know, I've known him for 20 years, so, you know, I kind of have to be nice to him.
Put up with his rapiness?
You don't want to cut ties or something like that, so you're sure about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we keep our women away from him and our children. But, so if he tries to talk to you online, let me know and I'll call the cops.
Duly noted.
So, no, go for it, man. Hell, if you can nail somebody on my friends list, more power to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, dude. I need the details, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I generally keep my friends list full of fat women, so it's right up your alley.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, they love me.
Who is this Luis Cristian Camacho Di Lorenzi guy? Ooh, he sounds fantastic. Geez. Yeah, I know, Louis. I know exactly who he is. Thanks, though. All right, faggots.
All right, guys.
Go be faggots.
I will.
All right, faggots.
Later.
Fuck the G-Rod. Thanks for the machine for making it.